number one news and talk station.
Verne Erasmus is joining me now on the line from Pretoria. He is the Gauteng regional head for Overberg Asset Management Group. Verne, I thought at the start of the year, we obviously, a number of people have made New Year's resolutions. Saving is something that hopefully is high up on the priority list. And it's important to remind listeners of the importance of compound interest, because that's where the magic is in any kind of wealth creation process, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I think compounded interest, like I explained in the article, it's a really powerful tool. But because it takes a bit of time to really kick in, people sometimes forget about it or are reluctant to keep their money invested for a long time. But compounded interest is, as explained in the article, it's like a snowball. If you invest money and you leave your money in the investment, and you reinvest your returns that you get every year, the returns are exponential. So in the beginning, it will start off slowly, and the difference between somebody that invests their money or reinvest their returns on an annual basis compared to somebody that gets the return on an annual basis and spends it would be pretty much the same. The compound or the reinvested portfolio would be marginally more. But gradually, over 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that difference in returns becomes exponential. So the longer you reinvest, you keep your money or your investment and keep on reinvesting the returns you get on an annual basis, the quicker the snowball starts growing and growing and growing. And the effects are just amazing over 20 or 30-year periods.
Key point, isn't it, Verne? Here we're talking about long-term investments. You can't be investing or saving because you want to buy a car, let's say, in 3 or 4 years' time and expect compound interest to be the magical formula here.
Exactly. So just to put it in figures, if you would have invested R1 million over 5 years, and you reinvested your returns annually, your return would be about around R600,000. Where somebody else who invested R1 million, but spends their returns every year, his total return over 5 years would be R500,000. So there's a marginal difference of about R100,000 between the two portfolios. But over, let's say, 20 or 30 years, let's take 20 years, the person who reinvested their returns would almost have 3 times more return than the person that spent the return. So it's a lot of people want quick returns, instant cash, always looking to make a quick buck. And they forget about this powerful tool called compounded interest that can just really start working over a bit of a longer period. So people just need to be patient and leave the investments to be, because the end result is much better when leaving your investment and reinvesting your returns on an annual basis.
The complexity, I imagine, Verne, is where we are required on an annual basis to go through an assessment of our needs, right? So what would I need when I retire? At what point do I think I'm going to retire? Therefore, have I made the correct investments in the correct places? Because that's when, you know, things tend to shift a lot and move around a bit, because if you believe that you're not going to attain your objective, then it's better perhaps to remove money from that investment vehicle and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you invest in a place where you don't get sufficient return, it might be good to move your portfolio to a place where you might get a better return. I think the big thing is to, when you invest money at an asset manager or in an asset class, is to give it time to actually mature and grow, at least 3 to 5 years to see actually what the returns are. But if you aren't getting those returns, it's important, it might be a good move to move to the right company to invest your money. But moving also incurred costs. So moving from one asset manager to another might incur some costs. And obviously over the long term, any bit of additional money that you could have invested over a long period becomes a really big amount of money. So yes, it is important to make sure that you're getting the right returns. I think it's especially important for most investors to make sure that they are not too, paying too much in between fees, because a lot of people invest via an advisor or a middleman. And a lot of those times, a lot of return is going to expenses instead of going to the investor and being reinvested. So it's important to make sure that your overall cost on your portfolio and your investment is in line with the industry, and you're not getting screwed, if I can put it this way, in terms of the fees you're paying on an annual basis, because that could really decrease your end result.
Which I suppose leads us to another complex conversation, which I'll leave for us to have on another day, of whether to invest actively or to invest passively, because we're seeing a rise in a number of products and companies offering products that offer passive investment, where the costs there are minimized.
Yes, yeah, so that is a whole conversation on its own, but there's definitely been a rise in passive funds and passive investment vehicles that's available to investors that was not that available, let's say, 10 years ago. And there's merit for both, both active and passive. And the arguments really has been the same for the last 60 years. Although if you take, for example, the JSE has been really flat from 2014 to about 2016. So obviously in those periods, active managers might have underperformed passive managers. But with the same with asset classes, there's periods where active managers do better than passive managers. And but at the end of the day, if you've got a good active manager that actually really outperforms the market, there isn't really a reason not to like it. But with general public, you're not always sure if you have the right asset manager and if the performance are in line with industry. So, but I'll definitely would like to have a chat with you regarding this topic. But it's quite a hot topic at this stage, but it's been debated since the start of investment. So yeah, but I think it's important. Obviously passive managers do have very low fees. But if you can manage to directly invest with an asset manager and not go through a middleman, your fees would obviously be a lot lower. And interesting, in the last few years, there's been a move towards decreasing the fees asset managers charge. So the fees are not as high as they were a few years ago.
All right. But as we said, Werner, that's a conversation I think we need to have in a few weeks' time. Werner Erasmus, thank you very much for your time this morning. Gauteng Regional Head of Overberg Asset Management.